Shoppers at a CVS pharmacy in downtown Stamford had a mixed reaction today to the news that the national chain plans to stop selling tobacco products at its more than 7,600 drugstores nationwide. Ramesh Kumar said he's happy to hear the news.
Yeah, it's a good thing to happen, actually, because smoking is always bad. It's bad for health. So if they have decided a means to reduce the number of people who can smoke, then it's a good thing for people's health.
Mark Keenan from New Jersey was visiting family in Stamford. He says he usually buys cigarettes at a CVS near his home. Now, he says, it will be a slight inconvenience to drive a little further to 7-Eleven.
I'm going
to
quit at some point, probably, but, I mean, for now, I like it. CVS is not affecting my decision.
The nation's second largest drugstore chain says it will phase out cigarettes, cigars, and chewing tobacco by October 1st as it continues to focus more on health care. CVS CEO Larry Merlot says the company decided it can no longer sell cigarettes at places where it also provides health care. The move will cost the Woonsocket, Rhode Island company about $2 billion in annual revenue, but CVS executives expect it to also help the health care business grow.